beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And we have come to be learning because we are created in the image and in the likeness of God. We have also come to understand that our year needs to be created at the beginning. Because it's the way we create our year in the beginning that is the map that will lead us to the end. When you create your year, you will know how to gather resources for that year. And we have learned that even before you create your year, ask yourself, am I capable of achieving this idea? Am I capable of bringing it to reality? This earth and this heaven that I'm creating. Without those resources available, without those resources, all the strength, all the power to complete the race in us, to be focused and not to be distracted, we might not be able to get our earth and our heavens to be created. What does it mean creating the heaven? It means that we have to put our heavenly place, our spiritual place in order. We have to know that our spiritual mind is not distorted or destroyed. We have to keep our spiritual mind to be intact. We have to make sure that our spirit mind is strong. That is creating our heavens, creating our firmament, creating the dimension and the level of our spirituality. And we do that through the word, and we do that through what? Through fasting and prayer. And reading the word of God. When your spirit is properly created, it will affect the earth to make it to be well. So we know that the spiritual is what overtake the physical. So when God said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, He's telling us again that before you start doing things on earth, make sure that your heaven is in order. If you are not strong in the spirit, you cannot be able to achieve greatness on earth. Amen. So inside, when you have built your spiritual mind and keep building your spiritual mind, working with the Holy Ghost, which we learned last week, is our spirit of truth that leads us into all truth. When our relationship with the spirit mind, because it is the spirit mind that knows the things of the spirit, then we are, how do I put it? Equipped. Then we are equipped with all the resources to make our earth to be established and found and created. So when we are saying this, we mean that this year, 2021, how will your heaven be? How will your earth be? We saw how God use the spirit of over the plan that he has. It was the spirit that he got involved first. Even though that was what we learned last, which was last week, that is actually what should be what? The beginning. It was the spirit that got involved, and after the spirit catch the vision, after the spirit caught the vision, creating the earth became a declaration, a decree. The book of Job said, decree a thing and it shall come to pass. You cannot decree something that you have not already captured in the spiritual. If I capture something in the spiritual, I can decree it in the physical, and no devil can be able to stop it. Because the spirit controls the physical. Now, God created the heaven and the earth, and God blessed man. You should know that the program that God has for you, this 2021 is already prepared, is already programmed. Abraham. The blessings of God for your life has already been sent. It is like when Daniel started praying, the Bible said, the first day that you set your mind on these things, not your voice, not your pen that you used to write it down. He said, the day that you set your mind, that is why yesterday the guy told us something, we are going to read that today, have the mind of Christ. He said, the day you set your mind on these things to pray, he said, I already sent what? An answer. But the principalities and power disturbed the angel Gabriel. But your persistent prayer, for the continual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But because you are following my way, seeking for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Because you are seeking my kingdom, you are seeking to have that plan that I have for you to become a reality, I sent Angel Michael. Because you continued, you had persistence in your work with me, I sent Angel Michael to come and assist Angel Gabriel, so that that which I have spoken and written, your own heaven and your own earth, that I've prepared and given to you, this 2021 will reach your hand.
Amen.
Not only reaching your hand will be established.
Amen.
Not only be established, it will become
Amen.
Glorious.
Amen.
A light that will lighten the life
Amen.
Of other people.
Amen.
So he settled it in the heaven. And then when it comes to having it on the earth, he started declaring it. When your mind is upon it, when your spirit walk on it, when my spirit walks on it, through prayer, through fasting, then the awesome power of God move when we start talking. That was why you saw. Because the spirit already working, he said, let there be light. Light just come and bam. River come, fish enter, land, oil separated, oil heaven go. It started happening. Decree a thing shall come to pass. Only after the spirit have considered it in the mind and settled it. Because it is the spirit that controls the physical. And you see that because God has already spoken blessings upon the first man that he created, just as he has spoken blessings upon our life, the spiritual blessings from heavenly places has been released. Satan, the devil, will bring his head. That is one thing you should know. He said, the kingdom of God suffering violence, and the violence taketh it by force. It is still happening to the end. Until Jesus Christ comes back, it will not change. Even after he comes back, there is still going to be the last fight before everything will settle. Satan, the devil, is preparing his army now for the last fight. Even when it comes and the first people they go, it don't have ready happen. It's me again, my home. He said, prepare yourself. When is it going to be? Has it happened? Is it in the future? Is it in 7 years' time? Because now we are in 2021. When I calculated my calculation, 2027 and 2028, I told us last year, I said, something will happen then, though. If that is when God will come, I don't know. For me, that is not the most important thing. Because it can come at any time. You die, you don't come. So prepare yourself and help others. Amen.
Amen.
So the fight is always there. And the fight starts from our mind. Once it is settled in the mind, in the physical, nothing can stop it. So, God has already blessed us. I want us to be aware that Satan, the devil, will send his deception. He will send his deceit. He will send his people into our lives this year, 2021, to see if that heaven and that earth, actually we are ready to have it fulfilled, to have it built, to have that vision come to pass. Probably you have said that this year, I am going to make sure that I get 50 people or 10 people or 100 people because we are in Europe. I'm going to win 10 souls to Christ. Some people will say 10 souls in a year. You don't understand. And here we did. But if you have that mind, that with this year, God, I'm trusting you for 10 persons, 20 persons, 30 persons, 50 persons, 100 persons, 1,000 persons. It is, you have already planned it. And God sends help. And then you talk to the first person, the way that one finished, you reminded you of your past. And you have forgotten that this is a heaven that you want to bring to the earth. And because of that abuse and insult and everything, especially when they tell you, say that the church pastor, that the church church you go. They abuse the hell out of you. Then when you forget the promise that you have with God, you now start doing your head like this. You are looking, you are doing like long neck ostrich that puts his head inside the soil. As beautiful as it is, he will put his head inside the soil, hiding. With all the big part outside, the head inside the soil. Who wouldn't know that the ostrich is there? Do you understand? That head is what is putting down. And then I will see when I come and I cut the head away. When the head is down. And that is what the enemy will want some of us to do, to forget who we are. To forget that which we have said we are going to be. To forget the program we come every year and we say this is my new year resolution. I want to serve God wholeheartedly. And somebody tells you are going to church because of what you want. You the fight begin, I make you the go church. I understand. Oh, you don't lose your job. You want to pray so that you can get another job. I understand. That is the reason why you should go to church. You're beginning to see. I don't want that you're a call pastor. I understand. For the place where you for the same paper, no favor again. I understand. And here I said the police coming to for there. No wonder you come to church this Sunday. I understand. People will start saying something to make you feel bad. Meanwhile, you were going to serve God. Yes, there are problems. Yes, there are troubles. But you have handed it over to God. And you said, I have something that I want to do. I want my 2021 to be different. I belong to God. Hallelujah. Will you put your head inside the soil because somebody is talking?
No.
Or you will make that which you have spoken together and agree with God to come to pass. That was what happened in the book of Genesis. The Bible tells us that in the book of Genesis 2:8, he said, and the Lord God planted a garden. That is what God has given you this year. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and here he put the man whom he has formed. The God has, he said, the plans that I have for you are good plans that will make you to reach the expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. He said, now you call me, I will answer you. Concerning my plan that I have for you. Mm-hmm. You call me, I will do what? I will answer you. Hallelujah. So he planted the garden. And then out of the ground, just what he has programmed for us this year, out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then the Lord commanded 16, and the Lord God commanded a man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, he said, receive everything. This is just like the commandment of God. When God gives us commandment, then he said, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not worship any other God but me. Thou shalt not serve any other God but me. Serve the Lord with the whole of your heart, mind, and understanding. He said, do not steal. Do not fornicate. Do not commit adultery. Do not covet. Do not murder. And so on and so forth. But every other thing that pertains to life, enjoy it. And then we say, then the devil comes and say, no, behave this way, behave that way, steal, convert, kill, become gay, become homosexual, become lesbian. It's not a problem. It's not against God. Fornicate. You are a young boy, a young girl. Go and do anything you want to do. Lie as you want to lie. God is not angry. He has understand. He loves you so much. He doesn't want anything bad to you. But then he said, the day you do all these things, you shall surely die. Yeah. And devil come as he went to Adam and Eve. Genesis 3. Genesis 3 verse 4. From verse 4. And then Satan came. And he said, do you think that God even loves you the way he's saying that he loves you? All this church of a thing, that preaching of a thing. Who does it help? The truth is that he's deceiving you. He doesn't want you to enjoy the fullness of the earth. Remember, it was not Satan that created this earth. This earth we are living, even Satan did not say he's the one that created it. Satan did not create this earth. So since you did not create the earth, why should you tell me what to do on the earth? You are not the owner. So when Satan comes, he wants to take your authority from you, your power from you, your courage from you. Then he comes in a deceitful way. Deception kills. Recently, yesterday or 2 days ago, I got a message. You know, they like sending me video, and I enjoy the videos. Apart from the gay one where they give work. Where President Biden is saying that everyone in the White House should walk like a devil. And then they ask him, why do you like Kamala Harris? He said, I like her because she's smart like the devil. And then when they ask him about the Latinos, how he's working to get the Afro-America, they said, the woman, that one I didn't post it because I went to search. I said, before I talk about it, I want to see if this thing is not fake video. That if it is actually true. So I went to YouTube. That is where I get this other information. They ask him, why do you choose, after asking, they say, how are you going to win the Latinos? You have only 51%. And he told the person talking, he said, this 51% that I have, I work like the devil to be able to get it. I work like the devil to be able to get it. And we know the devil is deceitfully smart. And deceitfully wicked and deceitfully evil, meaning he would deceive you to kill you. And that is the president of America. God bless him where he is with salvation in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Then you tell me I don't like, I love everybody. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in the son shall not perish but have everlasting life. This salvation that comes through Jesus Christ is not something that we hear once and we accept and we leave and refuse to follow his ways. But by his grace and spirit, he has given us power to be able to stand. For as many as receive him today, gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. What does that mean? He gives us power to be like him because we believe in the name of Jesus. Not that he gives us power to walk like the devil or be smart like the devil. Devil don't own this world, and devil will never own this world. You can't own what you did not create. And whatever thing the devil is working with is what God has already provided. So meaning the resources he's using and himself, God owned them. That is why God said, this is your judgment for the end. How long suffering God is. He said, therefore, you and your angels, I will put you in hell fire. That is where you will be born. And then he said, man, woman, repent and receive Christ. Because I did not prepare hell fire for you. That is what the Bible said. He said, pray so that your name will not be wiped out from the book of life. I did not prepare hell fire for you. I prepared hell fire for the one child that Satan carried from heaven, but not for you, woman, not for you, man, not for you, youth, not for you, children. For you, I prepared heaven and this earth for you to occupy when I bring the new earth and the new heaven. When I read, I said, no wonder people plenty for beginning. For the book of Genesis. Before you know, they just spread all over the places. I said, what on I did? How on I do born now? And here the Bible told us that it's only three children. That Adam gave birth to. One died, remaining two. And here the children of Adam were marrying other people. It's either they married their sisters, which their names were not recorded as at that time, or it was a new earth, just as we are still going to have a new heaven and a new earth. After all, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth that was not yet created was without form. Which earth was without form and void? Abby, I talk. Which earth was without form and void? Which earth? And then water was there. Where from? That's where it will still be in the future. Amen. He only chose a sector of people to make as an example so that we will know how to worship him and relate with him. And that is the Jewish people. The Israel of God. Amen. Amen. Somehow I don't divide because of Biden. No, no, no. And when such are heard, he said, when the king is righteous, the nation will be righteous. Am I saying that they shouldn't give gay people work? I know talk so many they don't give them work. I won't want them to die of hunger. Am I saying they shouldn't give lesbian work? I didn't say don't give lesbian work. I don't want them to die of hunger. Am I saying that we shouldn't relate with them or love them? I'm not saying so. Myself, I don't work with one before. I will not get problem. I only invite and come to church. So the thing is that, but salvation must be preached. Because the Bible said they refused to accept Jesus. They refused to accept God. They refused to accept salvation. So a mind was given to them just as they want. So they did not know what they are doing. For that, I love them and I am praying. But at times when it comes from up, get as it be. That is the greatest deception that can easily sweep the people away. Come on, tell me, make I go back to my preaching.
Go back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No
good back. Hallelujah. And the serpent said unto the woman, after he has asked question, he said, you shall not surely die. When did God become a liar? Just because God is long-suffering, God is patient, and like I said, he's long-suffering towards us, towards the sinner, so that we will change. It's not as if he approved your sin. Yes. Hallelujah. He said, you shall not surely die. Yes. But are you saying that God is a liar? He is only leaving you. The book of Peter said, he said he leaves you so that, how did he put it? He said, we should not take the long suffering of God for granted. He leaves you so that you can change. How many years did he walk with Abraham before the promise came? Why? He said, Abraham, I am your God and your exceeding reward. How can I say, Abraham, walk before me and be blameless? Abraham was blameful. Blameful. And then God was long-suffering. He did not lie, and he does not lie. He said, I'm not a man that I will lie. And he said, the father of the liar is Satan the devil, who has been lying right from the beginning. So he said, you shall not surely die, for God knows. Satan is telling us the mind of God. You imagine, just that is how he will creep into what to tell you the mind of God, to what to tell me the mind of God this year. That is why I am talking all these things. But let us be equipped. Let us be equipped and know what to do. He said, you shall not surely die because God knows. How many times have we said, God know my mind? God know me. We are committing sin. God know me. God knows. God knows. You are doing evil. God knows.
Compromising.
God knows. Say, God, no, go first. God knows. You know that song we sing that he understands? I say, man, I don't sing that song here again. It is me, human being, that can understand. It gets to a stage, God does not understand. Because the book of Hebrews says, if we continue sinning,
no more.
He said, no more grace for repentance, because you made the grace to be nonsense.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said, for God know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open. Did I tell you I'm blind?
No.
Your eyes shall be open. Open to what? Open to the ways of the devil. Open to the program of the devil. John 10:10, the thief come not but. He doesn't come to do any other thing. He come not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Yeah.
That is what he comes for. He does not come for any other thing. And president said, I'm walking like him.
Oh, president.
He said, you shall not surely die. Now make me say, I like Trump. He gets a character, but a character be like my own. But if I look at their system, I will say all of them are the same thing. You know why? How can Simpson predict the president of America 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and it came to pass? If it is not people's program.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Everything are programs.
It's politics.
Thank you. Political program.
Yeah.
That is why we just have to face our God. Gay or no gay, lesbian or no lesbian, transgender or no transgender, the head of earth, not transgender, anything what they want to do. He said, be devil, don't be devil. Face your God. Make me say, face my God. Amen?
Amen.
I don't need to tell us that one in between. Hallelujah. He said, for God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, when God created man, what did God say? I created you in my image and likeness. You know why I'm saying this? God has given you a vision. You agreed in a place of prayer that this is who you are going to be this year. And somebody said, no, this is not the way. This is the way. This is how it should be. And your eyes is opening. Opening to what? Opening to the program that you did not agree with at the beginning. You understand what I'm saying? If darkness is in your body, how great. If your eyes is darkness, how great that darkness is, the book of Job. He said, but when your eyes is light, it will lighten the whole of your body and your environment. He said, you will be like gods. The gods that they were already like. Knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, so she considered her ways foolish. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So you that you are wise, Satan come and tells you that you are foolish for following the right paths. And you agree that you are foolish. You leave the right path and you join Satan. You are fool. The fool he called you is what you now become.
I don't tell you.
They know. Because they consider her by herself. He said it was good for food. When God gave them food, what did God say? He said, the trees. He said it's good for food. Eat. But this one, leave it. Enjoy life as you want. Don't commit fornication and adultery. Enjoy life as you want. Stop murmuring and grumbling. Enjoy life as you want. No lie, no backbite. Enjoy life as you want. Don't go into drunkenness. Enjoy life as you want. Don't steal, don't convert. Enjoy life as you want. Be peaceful, don't fight. Enjoy life as you want. Which one I want to give you just an example? Wanna help me preach?
Have a pure heart.
Have a pure heart. Then somebody come and say, Ashuan. Don't you see that man the way he's doing his business? Don't you see how money is coming in? Another video I was showing you before we did prayer on Friday. Azuka, I posted that on Facebook. About 12, 13 able men and women bathing in water using the guy was praying them one and he was calling the name of Jesus. I said, oh God, Moses, time should come. Father, let the fire that happened during the time of Moses' time happen. When the earth open and swallow them up. If such kind of miracle don't happen these days, people will not fear God. People has polluted the pastors. Because when they start carrying people to water and they say the name of Jesus, I'm doing it right, I'm not doing juju, it is in the name of Jesus, I'm making them to be rich. Why all the people you have made rich in Nigeria, why are we still having the problem that we have there? Why are we still having problem in Nigeria? If you can so much make somebody rich by the person bathing in the water, and then you are spraying 50-50 naira on them. That is it now. He spray 50 naira for them to get 50 naira wet. Otherwise, by now, poverty would have been eradicated in Nigeria. Poverty would have been eradicated in Nigeria if it works that way. What am I saying? All these things will be introduced to you. They will come my way, they will come your way in different form, because frustration is entering deeper and deeper into the world. Problem is entering. It will come to a stage. All of us, we don't get work again, except some very few. And they want to enslave us. All people are dying now. I told humbled myself and said, God, have mercy. If all the old people die, who am I taking care of? All the companies are closing down. If all the companies close down, where are you going to work? That is what we are saying. I said it last week. All the vegetables rotting. The farmers could not sell their vegetables because hotels and restaurants are not working. All the vegetables that they prepared this year, they are rotting in a way. How will those farmers survive? The vegetable of last year rotting away. How will they survive 2021? And people come even from abroad. They come from Slovakia. They come from all those places to come and work in the farm of Austria. And these farms cannot produce again. So it's not only the Austrians that will suffer it, those who are coming from outside. When all these things happen, are we going to behave like Eve? It's easy to blame evil. But are we going to behave like Eve? The only way that we can stand not to behave like Eve, not to eat and start reconsidering our position, reconsidering who we are, reconsidering an unnecessary freedom. Because you say you will be like God, you will not need God again. You will be wise, you will get sense like God. How can you be wise more than wisdom? Let me ask people, how can you be wise more than wisdom? God is wisdom. How can you be wise more than wisdom? Is it possible? But look at Satan telling Eve. He said, you will be like God and you will be wise. Mumu. Indirectly, it was an insult that you are foolish. And she agreed that she was a fool. And she scattered the whole earth. Because she said she wants to be wise. You can't be wise like wisdom. You can't be wiser than wisdom. So follow wisdom and use wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
I hope I'm talking. I know, sir, I don't talk past how many minutes now. Right. Just listen and listen well.
Right on.
I don't only pray, I teach. Pastor, his teacher. They join pastor and teacher together. That is who I am. In a way, I'm an apostle. In a way, I'm a prophet. Because if I look, I will tell you. That will not be say, go come. And I'm not proud. It's God in me, my hope of glory. Hallelujah. Inside, it will make one wise, and she took. Why am I settling on this? She thought about what Satan said. She considered it. But her heaven was not built, and her heaven was not inside her mind. Do you understand? I'm using the same scripture. I told us, everyone that belongs to anointing of God ministry, if you don't understand very well all the knowledge, wisdom and understanding in Genesis 1, 2, 3, and 4, you miss road. That means you are not a child of this ministry. Because we have preached Genesis 1, 2, 3, 4. Almost more than any other thing. Almost more than any other part of the Old Testament. Because when I live here, I go to the New Testament. When I leave these four chapters, I go to the New Testament. Have I preached Goliath? When you come from prayer meeting, I preach those ones. Goliath and David. You hear it in prayer meeting mostly. You remember the beginning of this first preaching? I said I'm going to preach the Nehemiah. Did you hear me, Nehemiah? Because it's more of prayer. It's more of somebody who a gang, Sibalat and Tobias, coming against Nehemiah so that the program of God that he has agreed with Nehemiah will not come to pass. I preach those things better during prayer, during revival. There are normal Sundays. Unless if it is a revival Sunday, that is when you will hear me preach such prayer. Amen. Such a preaching. Amen.
Amen.
She carried on. She chopped. She became naked.
She was wise.
Yeah.
Wise but foolish. She was stupid and foolish. No wisdom.
She was wisdomless.
He gave the man. The Bible says, and she gave the man that was with her, and the man ate. Then I asked myself, how is it that evil spread quicker than righteousness? Why is it that evil spreads quicker than righteousness? The book of Philippians. I wanted to go to Hebrews, but let me jump. Corinthians said, I jump out because I've spent time. Philippians, where he said, let this mind be in you. Philippians 2 from 5.
Why is it that evil spreads quicker? It is easy for us to do evil instead of us to do good. And we say we are born again. I belong to Jesus. I have accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Mouth. He said they approach me and they worship me with their lips. Their heart is far from me. That is why we do evil easily than good.
Satan will always bring evil. We embrace it easily than good. Why? Our heart is far from God. And he said in the book of Proverbs, my son, give me your heart.
He said, let the mind be in you. This mind be in you. This mind, not any kind of mind. This heaven, this mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The purpose of his life was to come and die. The purpose of marriage is for us to stay to the end.
Yeah.
And to have children. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. He said, man or woman, don't defy your matrimonial bed. Friends, don't sell out each other. He says, support yourselves. He says, for the things that happens in your life, don't grumble, don't complain when suffering is coming. He said, but push forward so that you can win. For the one that wants to win on this earth does not tangle himself with the affairs of this world. The one that wants to win a race will run according to the rules.
He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God. How was Adam and Eve? How are you? How are you? In the form of who are you? So that no person will come and tell you that you will be like God if you act like this. It will not come in that same way. It will come in like God. Understand, you know my mind. Everybody they do, and so you go to mumu. You don't know, say God understand the suffering when you they suffer. He join you. God will join you because he understand. Come on here. I remember my sister now, love, prophetess. Because I know thief, they call me mumu, but now she don't preach. I like Bank of Nigeria, don't say. Most of them, they stole money and I'd be doing mumu. Even my salary, they carry my salary go. They were stealing under my nose and eye. When the OT came out, my junior had looked me that time. Thank God for her life now. Anyway, she said she don't be thief that time. But somehow, she looked, she said, She said, auntie me, no verse, because you know we grew up in Yoruba land, so she calls me auntie me, even though I'm a immediate senior sister. She says, auntie me, no verse, you be fool. Because I did not join in embezzling the bank. I did not join in the embezzling the bank. Say no verse, auntie me, you be fool. Now, so you talk at home.
That is how some people will approach you. Join the crowd and ask for forgiveness after. God is an understandable God. Don't associate yourself with this one. Don't associate yourself with that one. Why can this one be treating you like that? How can that one be treating you like that? Are you a fool? Revenge!
Remember, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And remember, it is you that you are in the form of God. He said, let this mind be in you. Just like in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not take it robbery. You are equal to God. But on this end that we are man, he humbled himself to fulfill everything that God has written concerning him. So, it is not a matter of a reputation, proud. Humble yourself. You are man on this earth, even though you are equal with God. To fulfill everything that was on this earth, he said, I created man in my image and in my likeness. Male and female, I created he them. So we take that mind of humility. Be humble. As a man, be humble. As a woman, be humble. As a wife, be humble. As a husband, be humble. As pastor, be humble. As members, be humble. No competition. No proud. Not be say, waiting you be where I not be for Europe. Leave that thing for corner. You are all of us the sons of God. Leave that matter. He said we should humble ourselves because he gave each one of us our own duty on this earth. So we beat your God of song. I don't preach this 1 hour. Leave her. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said he was obedient to death. One destroyed them in the wilderness. One destroyed him and Adam. Disobedient. They didn't have the mind of Christ to remember that they are God. And then they humbled themselves before God. How can you tell the one that created you that you are? I repeat it again. You can't be wiser than wisdom.
Right on.
He said, wherefore? Because he humbled himself. He said, wherefore? God highly exalted him. You see how you will be able to fulfill the plans that God has for you? As a married woman, as a married man, as a youth, as a man, as a female, as a male. You see how you can be able to be successful in the plan that God gives you. When you humble yourself, the Bible said that God resists the proud. And in what? He lifts up the humble. He lifts up the humble. He said, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow. I like that word. It is meant for every knee. Should. They should bow. But if they not, that is where the problem is. Humble yourself. Should bow. Every knee should bow. But when they refuse to bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things underneath the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And that is why he said, therefore, my brothers and my sisters, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. So when you humble yourself, knowing fully well that you are in the form of God, but that reputation, that name, that glory, that you are in the form of God, don't use it against God. It is an authority and power given unto you to tell the one that wants to tell you that you are not God. Tell that one God, because that one is the one that is not God. Satan the devil is an angel. He is not God. And God made you like himself. He said, but as man, humble yourself. When Satan comes and says you are not God, you say, oh, he's not God. Now you be, no, you are my ministry servant. You are the one that is not a God. Me, I am God. And I humble myself to God Almighty. And I command you,
get it behind me.
So when they come during this year, in any way they come, they want to scatter your marriage, they want to scatter good relationship, they want to hinder your ways so that you cannot be able to do well with their life, build up your heaven. Let your spirit and your mind be the mind of Christ. Build up your heaven. He said, if you fail in the day of trouble, your power is small. Build up your heaven. Everything around us is making us to be weak. But be like David, that strengthened himself to the in the Lord. David strengthened himself into David strengthened himself in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And God said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. Because he strengthened himself in the Lord. So strengthen yourself in the Lord so that you can be able by the Spirit of God to fulfill that which God has spoken. He said, don't be like the people in the wilderness. The Bible said that when they hear the voice of God, they harden their hearts. When you tell somebody, be peaceful, and they harden their heart, they will always fight. When you tell somebody, this relationship is not going to help you, and they harden their heart, they will fail. When you tell somebody, this business is not good for you, it gets as it be, they harden their heart, they will get into trouble. He said the people in the wilderness, they all fail, they fall, except Caleb and Joshua and the new generation. Why? They harden their hearts against the preaching, against the word of God, against the spirit of truth that will speak to you and say, my son, this is not the way, this is the right way, walk in it. They harden their heart, they block their heart. It's like when I tell people, this thing, I've experienced things like this before in life, they will say, my own is different from your own. They harden their heart. And then things does not work well. And you say, God does not love you. When God is teaching you every day that he loves you with the whole of his heart. For God so loved the world. He said, for some, Hebrews 3, 16, said, for some, when they have heard, did provoke, albeit not all day, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved? Who are the ones that get the punishment? With whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that has sinned? With them that has sinned, he was grieved. Whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. But as many as receive him, to them gave he power, John 1:12, to become the sons of God, even to them that believes on his name. You that you receive the truth, God Almighty will manifest himself that you are his daughter and that you are his son. And Satan, the devil, and all his evil plans will not be able to come against you. In your mighty name, on Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah God. May the Lord bless his words in Jesus' name.